Tricky Kid Media Original, distributed by iHeartRadio.
Yeah. Bitch, rub, bitch, rub.
Hey there, loyal listeners. Ready to take a walk on the wild side? Our main show is all ages, so it's 18 up only after this. Got it? Welcome to After Dark, where we take you inside some of the sexiest places on Earth. From the AVN Expo and Awards in Las Vegas, to X-Biz and Exotica, and other conventions all over the world. Hear from some of the top names in the adult industry, your fave cam girl or cosplayer. That's right, we get kinky and geeky, and chat with some of the hottest lewd and nude cosplay girls in the game. And all Tricky Kid TV for exclusive content, where you can see more of our guests. And now, here's your host. He reads books and has a nice cock, DJ Tricky Kid.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of After Dark. I'm your host, as always, DJ Tricky Kid. It's part of our out of town, doing remotes thing. We're in downtown Los Angeles, and sitting next to me is the lovely Crystal Rush. This gorgeous, amazing, she says she's a MILF. I think she could do it all. She's from Russia, and so she's kind of got that that sexy Russian accent. I'm excited for you guys to hear my chat with Crystal. Make sure you check her out. She's got a lot of neat stuff, a bunch of new scenes coming out that you'll see in here to talk about during the interview. So let's just get to it. This is Crystal Rush. And I wanted to tell you guys, you got to want to make plans right now. The Ooby Dooby Festival is just around the corner. It is coming April 22nd to the 23rd, two huge nights at the Panther Island Pavilion in Fort Worth, Texas. It's a great location. I've been out there 100 times. I've performed out there for some bigger raves out there and bigger events. Disco Donnie presents Ooby Dooby, and man, the lineup is just like a murderer's row of all your favorites, from Cascade to Rez and Pauline Herr. Oh man, it's going to be just a great, great 2 days. Get your tickets now at ctickets.us. That's ctickets, that's seetickets.us. There's also some pretty cool packages, you know, for like tickets and hotels. And you can get that at fuseexperience.com. That's fuseexperience.com. Man, I'm going to be out there for both nights. Check this out. It's going to be really, really cool and just a great, great experience. And that's not the only thing that Disco Donnie has on the docket here. Definitely check them out at DiscoDonniePresents.com to see all they've got coming up. There's the big So What Festival coming up in June, and so much more this summer. Get involved with Disco Donnie, and I will see you at Ooby Dooby on April 22nd and the 23rd. See you there.
Welcome to this week's edition of After Dark. You asked, I have delivered. Crystal Rush is here. Crystal, how the hell are you?
Wonderful. Nice to be here.
You have been in the industry for how long?
10 years.
For 10 years, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you're originally from?
I'm from Russia.
And when did you come to America?
6 years ago.
I know that in porn terms, but you seem awfully young to be called a MILF.
Yeah, for some of my fans, it's even like, it's insulting, you know, like how come, like, you're so young. Relax, I'm not your mom, I'm just your wife of your daddy. Wife of your dad should be, like, young and sexy. Now we can be mom. For example, so, like, I'm 34. So, I call myself godmother, and not just for nothing, I have a goddaughter. She's 16. So, I could be a mom as well.
And there's a whole genre for it, too. Why don't you tell our listeners, what does MILF stand for?
It's like, mom, I will fuck her.
Right, mom, I'd like to fuck
her.
The good about pornography is that there's really something for everybody, right?
Of course, even if you don't have something for yourself, you always can create it.
Obviously, there's going to be things that you would never be able to pursue in your personal life that this allows you to. Did you discover something while doing porn that you never realized that you liked and wanted and was part of now your sex life?
I discovered like a lot of things out of porn. If I wasn't fucked together, like it's a job, it's something very, very extreme. I wanted to do this like in porn. I remember with my ex-husband like long time ago in Russia. I was like a young lady and I was asking him like, honey, what do you think? Maybe we will have some taught woman and stuff like that. And he told me it's not normal to get ideas like this. Mom.
And I persuade him. What are some first you did on camera? It usually happens before we do it on camera. Was there anything that you weren't able to accomplish in your personal life that you were able to porn?
I have more women in my bed. Unhappy from my job, even from the beginning until to the end. 4 years ago, you start saying about, yes, I'm porn star. You're like, interesting, tell me more. Different people from different generation who like, actually like 10 years ago, like probably should hate me. Now they're my friends and they told me like, just go and fuck, we live one time on this earth.
Your newest scenes are for MILF.com. That's MILF with a Y, by the way, MYLF.com. Mm-hmm. MILF Lab concept is called 50 Questions with Crystal.
You know, like celebrity who is going to reply for 50 questions while we have like, you know, like sex here and there and doing this like pretty nice thing. I just had to be myself and say as much bullshit as I want. So it's exactly what I did.
Well, that's a perfect segue because we're going to take a couple of questions from our listeners. Matt in Battle Creek, Michigan wants to know, is the biggest cock you've ever taken, was it in porn or in your personal life?
Hey, Matt.
Yes,
it was before porn, even before I was thinking that I'm going to be a porn star. And I started dating a guy, and so when like everything came to sex, his dick was so big, he literally didn't like get it in. I even was crying because it was huge as hell. I was like my 20 something. Porn, like, yes, it's like, it can be like big sizes, but not that like wow. For example, Dredd. He's cool dude and he's probably super gentle, but no, I want to survive.
Would you say the most pleasurable sex for you is an average size?
I'm not that long inside and I like to enjoy sex. I don't want to feel you in my throat.
What advice would you have for Louise from St. Louis in terms of starting out?
You have to work, you have to make your money, you have to find your fucking niche. Not everyone can make money, so don't get upset if like you're not enough to like push your soul, like, or like take it, or like just like go and find something else you want to do.
What is Crystal Rush's niche?
I'm godmother, but in the same time I can be like, you know, like just pretty girl next door. I'm Russian and I'm going to talk to you like in my fucking language while you fucking me. Also can be your fitness trainer.
Right.
And so like I'm like, you know, I'm very multitasking.
Let's plug a few things. Your latest DVDs are Zero Tolerance's Let's Bang the Babysitter. You can go from being the MILF to being the babysitter in one fell swoop there. I love that. You have an OnlyFans, right?
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay, and how can they find that?
So my OnlyFans, of course, like onlyfans.com/rush187.
Rush187, okay, perfect.
Also, everyone can find me on Sex Partner. Yes, like there is, we can chat about life, sex, just, I don't know, even like to talk about your like beach exes. So like wherever you want, like I have stories for any story of your life. So
I may be your next caller there. She has 308 million views and over 142,000 subscribers on Pornhub. Go to pornhub.com/pornstar/crystal-rush. You entered an ad. Like, tell a story.
I got divorced from my ex-husband, my first love. And after 9 months, I moved to Moscow. I was living there for 5 months and I found this advertisement about porn in Petersburg. I was thinking for a little bit and just grabbed my sheet. When I get to St. Petersburg, I made my first porn shoot.
What so far has been your favorite shoot and why?
I'm pretty happy with the work I'm doing for like last 2-3 years, I kind of grow a lot. I start to act more. Even my dirty talk, like my Evil Angel shoots.
Have you ever legitimately orgasmed on camera?
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay, so what scene would you say that it's memorable for you coming the hardest? My greatest orgasm.
I'm coming so much, like during my work. And if you ask me how many partners I have, can know,
it's
like
150.
It's over 200. I'm fucking the same people again and again.
What was the first time you were actually having sex on camera? Did that really give you a thrill?
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No, it was terrible. Like I was, oh my god, like I was so nervous, like because before, like, so I was thinking, oh my god, like I'm so naughty. My hands were shaking. And I was afraid to touch him. I start to realize you have to have sex with a guy in front of other guy. You understand that you cannot turn back anything.
Have you ever seen yourself having sex before?
I definitely have some pictures with naked titties and stuff.
You said that you were watching a lot of porn. What genres of porn were you watching?
Two women and three guys. Like, it was like double penetration, all that thing. It was like pretty hard thing. I was thinking something wrong with me. In Russia, not everyone tell you lesbians exist. I always feel some attraction to women, and I was like, no, I have to be attracted to men. When I saw my first lesbian porn, can you imagine how relieved I was? Yeah. For a woman who loves women, like to live in Russia and like not being able to... I was fired for my girlfriend coming to my work, and she just kissed me when say bye. And they told like, we don't need lesbians here. It was weird, like find a way how to survive and say everyone fuck you. But at that time I wasn't in that age, and I didn't have a people who would support that type of rebellion.
You are currently legally married to a woman, correct?
Yes. When I get to United States, I have a relationship. We live together for almost a year. And it's such a nice, interesting home. I finally live my life without being afraid. I kiss the girl, and now I'm going to be punished. And so now I'm married, and like that's like much more wonderful. I never was like a feminist. I won't go outside, start fighting for you to accept me. I was shooting a long time ago. It was Spain. I don't remember the town. We finished our shooting, decided to go into town. We had a dinner, and after we just go for a walk. One street was for straight people, and another for gay people. Street for straight people was lame. It was dark and stuff. Streets for a gay was bright as hell. It was loud, bright. I remember like I was dancing in some like guy's shoulder. Like I didn't care who like fucking is again. We're just having fun. The streets for like happy people who like celebrate this life, and for douchebags who like to hate you all the time forever.
I identify as a cisgender straight male. I'm married to a gorgeous woman, but if me and my wife was walking down that street, I would be going to the gay area, because that's probably, we're gonna go where fun is.
Yeah.
And that's the message that we're here to send here. Crystal Rush, thank you so much. For being here. Get involved with Crystal Rush. She's gorgeous. As you can see, she's endlessly fascinating and interesting. Subscribe to her OnlyFans at onlyfans.com/rush187. Also, you can check her out on fansly.com/rush187 as well. Staying on brand there. And again, man, subscribe to her on Pornhub at pornhub.com/pornstar/crystal-rush. And are you on Twitter or Instagram?
Yes, of course. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. And like my Twitter is _rush187_. And my Instagram just godmotherrush. Yes. Yes, yes. I'm that fairy who helped you to make your life better. Yes, and thank you for having me. It was endlessly interesting to like share experience, opinion, and just to talk.
Thank you so much for being here.
Hey guys, this is Sunny Suicide, and you're listening to Tricky Kid Radio with Roy Turner. Thank you so much for listening.
Again, I want to thank my guest Crystal Rush for coming down to downtown Los Angeles on this Tricky Kid After Dark, out of town, getting away type of deal. We're just actually here in town doing some other work. And so I appreciate her coming down. And I'm glad that we actually did it in person. I will say this, as lovely as she was, and we had a great time. And we took some great stills too right after. You should check out on our website at tricky-kid.com. Also, all across our social media platforms. But man, I wasn't prepared for how thick her accent was. So it was a good thing we did it in person, because I really don't think we could have done it over the phone. Zoom maybe, but man, I was having trouble just following along. And I don't mean that as any sort of diss to her whatsoever. It was amazing to see how just animated and alive and open that she was. So thank you to Crystal again. Thank you to Erica. Stick around because next week we've got Emma Rose. I've been wanting to get a trans performer on this program forever, and we finally have delivered. So stick around. Make sure you're subscribing because next week Emma Rose is here. And we'll see you next week.
Getting fucked deep in her ass. Hot anal action. Swallow all your cum. Huge cocks. Sucking two cocks at once. Fuck her pussy deep. Cum in her pussy. Shoot hot cum in her mouth and down her throat. Has there ever been a greater ass than Alex Cole's? She's in our studio today to bless us with her perfect derriere and irresistible charm. We are live at AVN in Las Vegas. Wow, it's time to cool off and hear from our sponsors. Live at Exotica. Cosplay goddess Joni Brosas. Ashley Von Bosse breaks the internet with her scorching cosplays as the Goblin Queen, Lara Croft, Psylocke, and more. My pussy's getting wet just thinking about it. My little pussy is already dripping with excitement over today's guest. Today's show is so hot, I could tell you my panties are soaked, but I'm not wearing any. Wow, this is hot stuff. I think I need a break. How about you? We will be right back with more After Dark. Want to see more? Follow us on Twitter at TKAfterDark. Don't miss a single steamy episode featuring your fave adult stars, cam girls, cosplayers, and more by subscribing for free on Spotify, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store, or on your favorite podcast platform.